So it's not because the cost of living on the outskirts of the city is low, right? It's because the environment.
Yes, I mean it's cheaper. And for example, like most of the Americans, they like to live in like houses. They don't prefer apartments. So of course you can't find a house in the city center.
所以啊，总结一下，其实就是富人也会说选择去省钱，所以会住在郊区的话，开车到城里去工作呀，或者购物什么会好一些，因为毕竟的话，在城里的话 ，you can't find houses large enough ones for you to live in the downtown area. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so that's the location. We were actually talking about New York or some very rich states like New York. So what about other states? In the US, for example. Like, for example, I moved to California. What would be your suggestions concerning, you know, real estate, what kind of a house I would choose, or some, have to say, rich people in China can choose?
Right. I mean, like, see, for example, like when you are in California, you have to understand like why and for what you are moving there, right? If you have like a good job or something. So, of course, you will be staying in LA, which is very, very popular, people moving to California. If you have money, I mean, when you told about the rich people. So, of course, they will choose LA. And the second big city I can think about is San Francisco. You know about that. I think that's the another
two,
thing.
Top two.
And then the third thing is like San Diego.
So do you mean they can live, you know, if the rich people in China, they can live in the downtown area or they have to live on the outskirts? Oh, yes. Silly question. I think people will prefer to live in the suburbs because it's cheaper to live there. And the environment definitely is better.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Other
I mean, if you're not, then maybe you can just like, you know, go out a little bit farther, like Bakersfield. You know, it's not very far from LA, but it's like, you know, a really good place. It's, you know, by the forest, I should say.
Bakersfield. How do you spell that? B-A-K-E-R?
Yes, Bakersfield. B-A-K-E-R-S-F-I-E-L-D.
L-D. Okay.
Yeah,
I see.
Bakersfield. It's not very far from LA, you know. But,
so you can walk there, but driving to LA, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can drive there. It's not very...
How long would it take?
I should say like 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. 还是可以的. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and like, I mean, you know, when you're comparing 40 minutes in with the American thing, I think it's very normal. 40 minutes is actually nothing. But in China, if you're driving 40 minutes, that's a long time because, how should I say? I
mean, in Beijing, it's very normal. Driving for 40 minutes one way. It's very normal.
And in America, I think like, you know, driving, except the cosmopolitan cities, others 40 minutes, that means you're driving like many kilometers. But in Beijing, you're stuck. For example, like, you know, you have to go from one place to another. It will take you like an hour, but it's like only 10 kilometers. But I mean, but in America, I think if you're driving for 40 minutes, that means you are covering up almost 40 kilometers. That's the difference.
Yes, that makes sense. 是的，在美国的话呢，如果你40分钟其实不是堵车的距离啊，是开车的距离。The kilometers you cover, but in Beijing, you get stuck there. That's the time you cover. 是时间的距离。Okay, yeah. Anyway, so what are other, you know, standards you will take into consideration when you, for example, choose a house near Miami?
Yeah, so I mean, of course, like, you know, as we were talking about, like, your budget, like, so you can go for a condo, or you can go for a detached house or an apartment. Like, I mean, these are the options what you can have.
Sorry. One question. Condo. What is the difference of condo and apartment? Previously, I thought they would just be the same thing. 就 condo 和 apartment 好像在我理解好像是两个很接近的概念. So, is there any difference between a condo and
apartment? Yeah, see, like, it's not really a big difference.
So, they are roughly the same thing, you mean?
Yes, they almost they are the same.But, I mean, if I'm looking for an apartment, it's more like a little fancy, like it's a very big apartment, I would say. But just keep it in that one is like both are almost the same, like taxi and a cab.
Taxi, oh, taxi and cab, okay. 所以这里呢okay, I have to stress here, for our listeners. 就是 condo 和刚才提到的 apartment is roughly the same thing.、
Mm-hmm.
But apartment is a little bigger in area, probably has better decoration or something in it. I mean, apartment. Because you mentioned fancy,、
yeah.
fancy here.Does it mean the decoration?
Yeah,
like
the fancy means like more expensive, like、
oh.
maybe a little bit bigger.
嗯、mm-hmm. 啊、ah, ，所以 Ray 说的是说这个 apartment 会比较感觉会比较大一些，就是 bigger and more expensive for every reason, different reasons. Okay, so detached house. Does it mean an independent house that is not connected with other households of the area? Right.
Yes, of course, like they are detached from、
mm.
other place.
这独栋别墅哈。
Yeah, I think the best way is to just get a condo. I think、mm. it's more, I mean, of course, it all depends on your budget, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So I think the most thing that first, if you immigrate,I、
yeah.
think、the best option will be a condo. Because it's then after like few years, then、mm. you can explore your other options, what、
yeah.
you want, you know.
By the way, if I want to find a condo, an apartment or something when I first came to、the US, where can I find?、Mm. Do we have something like an application? 像中国的这个什么小猪短租之类的租房链家和那个我爱我家这样的 Do we have like the real estate agent applications, I mean, online that we can check to find a house?
Yes, right. Like we have, you、mm-hmm. you spoke about few of those, right? Like the、
mm.
few places where you can go. There's like a very, very famous one. It's called、mm. Zillow.
Zillow.
Yeah, you can download the app. That's the first one.、
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is called Realtor.
R-E-A-L-T-O-R.
Yes, Realtor and、
oh.
Zillow.
The two
yeah,
biggest
those
ones,
two,
right?
Yeah,
two
they're
ones.
The two biggest ones.So, yeah,、
mm-hmm.
I think most of the people, they usually use、Zillow. I think it can give you all the basic information, what you need, even a、mortgage calculator in it if you are trying to mortgage your house.
How much would it cost me if I want to rent like a one-bedroom condo in a city maybe near the downtown area of...San Francisco or LA?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think you have to keep from like $2,000,、
mm-hmm.
like $2,000 to $4,000, I should say. It just depends like、
Monthly.
How well, yeah. It's mm-hmm. Actually, it's quite a lot. So if you compare it to RMB, I should、
mm-hmm.
say like 18,000、
yeah.
RMB
per month. A fortune.
yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a lot. But I mean, of course, your salary will be higher, so...You can cover it up.
Yeah. 我也不知道我们移民的这个 listener 大家会是有多有钱了哈。所以就是大家就土豪自便我们说的还是那句话。If you're rich enough, you can be doing anything at your will. Yeah. Doesn't really matter. We don't worry about you, 土豪自便。有钱的话大家可以随意。不然的话呢大家可以去。Can we find some good sources for discounts if I just move into a country and don't have the job, first of all, and I'm in desperate need of money, I want to save some money?
Right, I mean, there are a few organizations、
mm-hmm.
which can really absolutely help you out,、
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think, like, people who are immigrating,、
mm-hmm.
I think, like, you know, most of the people, I mean, it just depends. Like, for example, if you are talking about China.
Yeah.
So...Of course, they will get help from their fellow citizens. You know, there are, like, of course, you know, China.
Borrowing money from the acquaintances, you mean?
No, I mean, you don't need to. But, like, I mean, of course, for example, like Chinese, if、
mm-hmm.
they are moving it to、
mm-hmm.
America, so the first thing what they can do is、
yeah.
go to Chinatown.
Chinatown. But strangers,
right?
We don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, but you are Chinese.、
Really?
So they will absolutely try to help you out. They will find you a way. For、
mm-hmm.
example, there are a lot of very、cheap hotels you can find.
Oh, you,
know?
You mean hotels there?、Okay.
Yes, you can find like a very cheap hotel. So what you、
mm-hmm.
can do is you can stay there、
mm-hmm.
and you can go and find the work and、
mm-hmm.
then pay them.
Oh, yeah, I see. I
right?
See.
So, of course, like it's like what?$20 per、
mm-hmm.
day、
mm-hmm.
right it's like $15 is like it just depends there are a few like you know very cheap hotels you can find、 mm-hmm. or, you know, like the hostels.
Mm.
Yes, you can try to do that.
Hostels. Okay, hostels. You mean cheap hotels, right? Hostels.
Right, so you can go there, or and it's like very affordable. It's $10 a day, so that's really very
$10 a day. Yeah. Really makes sense.
I can put you like to $10 to $20. It just mm-hmm. depends. Some mm-hmm. of the hostels, they can even like give you like a proper beddings and everything, and like a really nice bathroom to shower. Mm-hmm. So you basically got every necessity there, mm-hmm. so you don't have to worry, and then you can go and find a job.
Sounds like a risk to me anyway. 对我来说，我还是希望说 I do hope that I've had enough savings before I try any other countries.
So that's the reason, like I'm saying, like people who are moving from China, mm-hmm. I think they don't really have to worry because I'm sure they can sort everything out.
所以大家可以去唐人街的，而且真的是会有人帮你，这个我倒是真的没有想到。